Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Prime members, are you tired of ads interfering with your favorite podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.com/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Hello, everyone. I am busy packing my bags for my trip to Turkey next week. I'm also researching the cities of Nicaea, Pergamon, and Aphrodisias, which I am so excited to visit. Before I go, though, I have three things to plug, which I think will interest you. One is actual History of Byzantium t-shirts, which are now available. Second is a tour of the actual battlefields of the war between the Greeks and the Persians. And third is a graphic novel set in Italy on the eve of Belisarius's invasion. So if any of that is up your street, please lend me your ears for the next few minutes. Let's start with the comic book set in 6th century Italy. It comes from friend of the show, Marco Capelli, the man behind the Story d'Italia podcast, a history of Italy in Italian. So if you speak Italian and haven't heard Marco's work, you have a treasure trove of content waiting for you. The comic he's created looks amazing. It follows two figures that we know about from an Ostrogothic jewellery collection that was discovered in the 1930s. A Roman patrician, Stephanus, who marries a Gothic noblewoman, Valatrude. And they are subjects of King Theodoric, who is trying to create a functioning Gothic Roman kingdom in Italy. But their union comes shortly before Italy submerges into chaos. And of course, Justinian sends Belisarius out to retake the home peninsula. It's fantastic to see more of Roman history brought to life in a popular medium. And you can get your hands on a copy in English or in Italian and in paper or in digital format. And there are loads of other goodies available from Marco's Kickstarter campaign. Google Ammianus Vespa Mundi, or go to thehistoryofbyzantium.com and follow the links I've put there so you can get to the Kickstarter page. You can also watch a trailer with English subtitles, which looks great. The Kickstarter ends on October the 11th, so act now. Okay, so next is the Tour of Greece, which is being run by Lantern Jack, the host of the podcast Ancient Greece Declassified. I am very jealous of anyone going on this tour. It's taking place from January the 3rd to the 11th, 2025, and it visits every site connected with the famous war between the Persians and the Athenians and Spartans. So if you want to go, you will visit the Acropolis, the Straits of Salamis, Marathon, Euboea, Thermopylae, Delphi, Plataea. You might even get to try on some hoplite armour. You go to Mycenae, the home of Agamemnon. You go to the Isthmus of Corinth. Anyway, it just sounds amazing. Go to greasepodcast.com/tour4, or again, go to my website and just follow the links to find out more. For those of you who don't know Jack or his podcast, he has recorded a little hello for all of you, which I'll play at the end of this podcast in about a minute's time. Finally, my new friend Magnus, who creates Roman-themed merchandise on Etsy, has created an actual History of Byzantium podcast t-shirt, or I should say t-shirts, branded with the podcast logo. You have several options to choose from. I'm sure they will light up any occasion you go to with looks of confusion and bewilderment, but I think they look beautiful. Despite my criticisms of Justinian, he is still the face of the podcast. So check them out at etsy.com/shop/imperialwares, or again, go to thehistoryofbyzantium.com and follow the link. Magnus also has t-shirts and mugs celebrating lesser figures than me, such as Constantine, Justinian, Basil II, Marcus Aurelius, and others. That's Imperial Wares, W-A-R-E-S, on Etsy. That's it for today. If you are interested in History of Byzantium tours in the future, then just email me and I'll add you to the mailing list. Thank you all so much for listening, and here is Lantern Jack to tell you a bit more about his show.
Hello, fellow fans of the...
Hey, guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
History of Byzantium and of Robin's excellent podcast. My name is Lantern Jack, and I host a podcast called Ancient Greece Declassified. One of the things that always fascinated me about Byzantium is that it lasted longer than any other empire in history. And it makes you wonder, how did they do it? And I think a piece of the puzzle lies in the prehistory of Byzantium. And I don't just mean Rome, but also ancient Greece, because the Romans and Eastern Romans inherited and made use of a huge amount of technology and scientific knowledge from ancient Greece. On my podcast, I try to understand how the ancient Greeks produced all of that, because they didn't have any of it in, say, 700 BC. They were a bunch of illiterate shepherds and fishermen. And yet, a mere 500 years later, they had invented new political systems, were engaging in complex mathematics, astronomy, engineering, medicine, they were building proto-steam engines, and their major libraries had hundreds of thousands of scrolls. How do they do that? Well, if you're curious to find out, I invite you to check out my show by searching for Ancient Greece Declassified on your podcast app, or by visiting GreecePodcast.com. And one final thing, like Robin, I also lead guided history tours in Greece, and there's one coming up this January. The info on that is in the most recent episode. Thanks for listening to this announcement, and thank you, Robin, for sharing your platform with me. Take care.